With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/zabe today. Today on the ZabeCast, here for a corporate-backed, phony-ass golf match. It's summer, folks. What the hell else am I going to watch? An eclectic mix of offbeat stories today, including jail for photoshopping your Instagram feed, Pete Davidson is sick of his tats, and welcome to the death lottery. All that today, plus I have just begun to fight. Your bonus, uncensored, 30-minute dose of pure me is locked and loaded, so buckle up, man. Let's go.
Here we go.
Wednesday, July 7, 2021. Thank you for downloading. And yes, last night's game one of the NBA Finals was way too late for me to comment on, but don't worry, comments will be flowing one day later, and I will have on the requisite amount of commentary. If you have to have it right away, then please do tune in via the iHeartMedia app to listen to 97.3 The Game out of Milwaukee, where we talk about it hot and fresh, all angles, all the storylines, starting at 6 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Central Time, 7 a.m. Eastern. Don't ask me about Mountain. I'm watching the mountains right now. I'm watching the prelude to The Match, presented by Capital One. And the golf course looks spectacular. They could have put the four worst noob golfers who happen to be random NFL players together with the 192nd ranked golfer in the world, I wouldn't care. I'll watch this thing just for the golf course. My God, does Moonlight Ranch look spectacular. Of course, the great Mountain West in the summer. I was very lucky to get to go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, to spend a week with my wife's best friend from college and her husband and her family, and to go up to Yellowstone and to see Grand Teton National Park. It is spectacular. The whole vibe of that part of the country in the summer is magnificent. It's not bad either in the winter. It's just you can do more things in the summer. But man, it's invigorating in a way that is hard to put into words. If you've been, you know. If you live there and listen to this podcast, you really know. But if you haven't been, my God, get out there. One summer, just tell the kids, we're packing the car full of stuff. I want you to look at, you know, get your Game Boys and get your iPads charged up, and we'll kill the time. We're driving out there. You'll love it. So this golf course looks spectacular. And look, it's a honky-tonk, hokey, finoki match with, trash talk. Brady is going to trash talk Rodgers. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't care about that, although there was one, I think, decent zinger in the lead up to the match. Listen to Brady answer a Jeopardy style question about who is Aaron Rodgers.
He's an NBA owner, a self-taught guitarist, and has guest starred in both The Office and Game of Thrones.
I forgot Rodgers
in
The Office.
He's unhappy with his boss and has no options. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Ding, ding. That is correct. Well done.
That's a projection, Tom. I never said I'm unhappy with my boss.
I said it, not you.
Don't. Interesting. Aaron Rodgers said in the lead up to the match, he said that this was a summer of mental health for him, an off season of taking care of his mental health, which tells me he's begun the crawl back. He has begun what is going to be showing up to camp on time and then telling the media that cover the Packers, what? I was always going to be here. Speaking of camp, I am due to be up in Green Bay at the start of Packers training camp in a couple of weeks. Here's a crazy idea, and just go with me on this. For those listening in the Green Bay area, let me know how we could pull this off. Because my seedlings of brilliant ideas turn into oak trees, massive, glorious oak trees of promotion. But they start with a seedling of genius. I would like to start a tradition of Camp Zabe. What is Camp Zabe? Well, it is a camp out on somebody's property or front yard, I guess, early on. We're not going to have many people in this. And we are going to camp out on the night before Packers training camp begins. And anybody who wants to join us and set up a tent and sit outside around a campfire and drink and tell stories can do so. And we will wake up in the morning, put our portable broadcast unit outside the tent, watch the sun rise, and talk Packer football, the NFL, and more. Camp Zabe. I can see big outfitters sponsoring this thing. I can see it getting so big, we've got to secure a large field somewhere. Be like Woodstock. Eh? Get it? Camping? Start a training camp. Sounds miserable. You're going to wake up with a sore back. Yeah, maybe. But that's just my idea. So anyway, I think Rodgers is coming back, and I think he's going to use this mental health thing to sell it. Anyway, the match is about to begin. There's a lot of lead up to it. Are they actually playing? I think they're playing. At altitude, the ball travels another 30 to 40% of normal. And given that Bryson DeChambeau can fly the ball 340 in the air at sea level, they're saying he may drive some balls over 400 yards. There's some holes that they showed via drone that have steep drop-offs, 100, 120 or more feet in drop from tee down to the landing area, so should be pretty spectacular. And like I said, hey, what do I care? It's a corporate-backed, you know, brought to you by Capital One. I'm sure my credit card fees are being dinged somehow to pay for this. But look, there's a major corporation sponsoring it, and it's on TV. Who am I not to watch? It's a great pregame for tonight's Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Nil fallout. The USGA and the Royal and Ancient, the two governing bodies of golf, have put out a statement saying that they don't intend to try to police any collegiate golfers who are getting nil money or side cheese or hustle cash from their newfound permission by the NCAA to do so. Now, the USGA and the Royal and Ancient have long since held to the true status and the true notion of amateurism, to the point where if you were to win a tournament as an amateur or to win some event at a club somewhere, you couldn't get paid in cash over, I think, $250. You would have to get shop credit, you know, more stuff you don't need, shirts, hats, balls, clubs, you name it. Now the NCAA, having cleared the way for nil rights, the USGA and the Royal and Ancient have said, you know what, we're not going to police this. Here's what I think the net is going to be when it's all said and done. This is going to, I don't want to say ruin college sports, but it's going to make college sports a lot less feel-good fun. Because the players who say, we're the ones making all this money, they're wrong. The players, as I've said for many years now, are necessary, but they're not important. They're essentially interns. The players are nothing but a free-flowing river of otherwise anonymous high school athletes who you don't really care about, who come flowing through the university stage and out the other side in a matter of 4 years or less. And that flow of kids and their parents who would love to get over $150,000 in benefits easily for the burden of playing Division I athletics is endless. There'll be no end to it. So to me, the players are necessary, but they're not important. They're essentially interns. What has gotten so big is the system and the mythology of organizing and presenting the pageantry of college sports, especially college football. That is what has become a huge business. Because if you're a fan of the Florida Gators or Ole Miss or Michigan or UCLA or whomever, your attendance at games is basically compulsory if you're a true fan, if you're a season ticket holder, if you're an alum. You go out of pilgrimage, out of tradition, out of duty, out of loyalty. It's almost like church. You go because, well, we're playing insert rival school here, and we want to stick it to them. Oh, yeah, how's our quarterback this year? I don't know. He's a new guy. Haven't seen him. But I'm here. I'm here for the tailgate. I'm here for my friends. I'm here for the pageantry of a Saturday afternoon in college football. That will be eventually eroded and collapsed down into what pretty much the revenue sports are going to become, which is just kind of crappy minor league sports. You'll still sell the tradition as best you can, but it's not going to feel the same. Was there any stopping this? I don't know if there was. I don't know if they could have. The money got so big, and the way media works today and the sense of victimhood, like, oh, they're being exploited, I'm not sure you could have stopped it, but let the fallout begin. It's going to be wild. Vaccines. Got yours? If not, you should get one. In fact, you better get one. Because those who aren't getting them, oh boy. The governor of West Virginia said anyone who does not get a vaccine is entering a death lottery. Yep. Because Jim Justice, Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia, said, look, we have all these inducements to get the jab, as the Brits would say. And currently, 77% of adults 65 and over are vaccinated. Good, they're the at-risk group. The rate drops to just 53% for those ages 12 and up. Said Justice, quote, when it really boils down to it, they're in a lottery to themselves. We have a lottery, you know, that basically says if you're vaccinated, we're going to give you stuff. Well, there's got another lottery going on, and it's the death lottery. On Wednesday, Justice will announce winners of the third round of the Do It for Baby Dog lottery. Baby Dog is named after Justice's English bulldog. And the round's prizes include $1 million cash, weekend getaways, custom outfitted trucks, college scholarships, hunting licenses, fishing licenses, rifles, and shotguns. Yeehaw! Welcome to West Virginia. You're in a death lottery if you don't enter. Of course, some people just want to wag their fingers. Chuck Todd, listen to this Todd. Chuck Todd, talking about anyone who dares say anything not wonderful great about these awesome, safe, and totally tested, trust us, vaccines.
Please get vaccinated. If you know someone who's not vaccinated, find a way to convince them to get vaccinated. Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. People are needlessly dying because of your misinformation. Think about it. I don't know how some of you sleep at night. We're doing this for a living on television.
Fucking tool, Chuck Todd. Yeah, that, you know, you've lost an intellectual argument when you start wagging your finger and your voice is breaking. You, how dare you, blood on your fingers. This guy's a journalist, supposedly. Unbelievable. But, well, there you go. Get the vaccine if you're definitely in the at-risk groups, which is probably 50 and above. If you know you haven't had COVID yet, probably a good idea. Maybe not. You know, I mean, even still, your percentage chances of dying over 50, if you're in otherwise good health, are really, really, really good. But the whole push now is just nuts. And apparently Biden says they're going to send teams of people out going door to door to inform people about the vaccine and they should get it, encourage people. Boy, does this have disaster written all over it, if you ask me.
Jail for photoshopping your Instagram? Could happen in Norway. Instagram influencers who don't clearly state if they have edited photos, which are advertisements, could be fined or even imprisoned thanks to a new law. The law also applies to ad posts on other social media platforms like Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Snapchat. In Norway, advertisers and influencers paid by them have to clearly label Instagram posts if they've been retouched. Shouldn't we just assume they've all been retouched? This would include an influencer advertising a product but making their lips bigger, enhancing muscles, or making themselves look slimmer or bigger in certain areas. Norwegian monarch King Harald V will decide when the law comes into effect. Influencers and celebrities are only subjected to the advertising rule if they receive any payment or other benefit from a social media post. Good luck proving that. And good luck proving they actually used a filter or whether their skin is just that creamy soft. The move comes as social media platforms continue to face backlash for their potentially negative impacts on mental health. Potentially. How about their absolute negative impact on mental health? So there's pushback item number one. Pushback item number two. A French court has ordered Twitter to provide clear details on what it's doing to tackle hate speech. The court ruling was presided over by Magistrate Fabrice Vert. They said Twitter had to show within the next 2 months, what are you doing to tackle hate speech? Tech firms have been accused of doing far too little to address the online abuse. In May, Britain planned a new law that would see social media companies fined up to 10% of turnover or £18 million if they failed to stamp out online abuses such as racist hate crimes, while senior managers could also face, ready, criminal action. Holy shit, who would even work for a social media company if you potentially could face criminal action because you did not delete a post that was clearly a racist hate crime? Oh, but come on, Zabe, what are you for racism and hate crimes on social? No, I'm not for them, but You can't define them. And the line keeps moving further and further all the time. Dateline San Francisco, come get your Neiman Marcus bags. They're free. Looters ransacked a San Francisco Neiman Marcus store, making off with a number of high-end bags from the store amid the surging shoplifting trend that has plagued businesses in the city. San Francisco has now said that they will no longer prosecute shoplifting or even try to stop shoplifting, so why not? A part of me has to laugh because Neiman Marcus and high-end bags, designer bags, that's robbery right there. We got robbery on robbery crime. But hey, people willingly pay for those bags. Women apparently love the expensive ones. Meanwhile, the new incoming district attorney in New York State says he's no longer to prosecute traffic violations, driving without a license, marijuana. I mean, it was a long list of things. Like, well, shit, sounds like there's no laws anymore. I'm sure that's going to work out just fine. Dateline tattoos. Some people like them. Some people like a lot of them. Some people have regret. Some people have regret and don't really say so. Other people have regret and say, you know what? I'm going to pay a lot of money and endure a lot of pain to get them removed. Comedian Pete Davidson says he plans to remove all his tattoos by the time he turns 30. He's only 27 right now. And the former SNL star, current SNL star, I'm not sure if he's still there, says, I get my next treatment in a month or so. By the time I'm 30, they should all be gone. They got two more years left of this, he said. The comedian said he hadn't had a laser treatment in the past 4 or 5 months, and it takes about a month to heal from a session. He previously said he decided to remove his tattoos because of the hassle of showing up to film sets almost 3 hours early to cover everything up. Well, no shit. But the removal process has not been easy. He says, quote, burning them off is worse than getting them because not only are they burning off your skin, but you're wearing these big goggles, you know? You can't see anything, and the doctor's in there with you. He reportedly has more than 100 tattoos of various political icons, personal tributes, pop culture references, including Willy Wonka, his late father, and others on his body. He said basically he got tattooed so frequently because it's just a release. When I'm so manic and upset, sometimes that's the only thing that will work for me. Again, someone needs to come up with a tattoo that is semi-permanent, that does fade after, say, 5 years, that does involve the sort of the pain of the needle going in. Because I've read interviews of people that like tattoos. They're like, I think the pain of it is part of the process. You know, it's cathartic. Just do it with ink that somehow eventually disappears completely. You'd have a winning formula, wouldn't you?
With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Dateline apologies. Never apologize. It never works. When was the last time you saw a public apology in which the people who were mad at the person who was apologizing said, you know what? Everyone makes mistakes. That's an honest apology. On with your life as scheduled. Never. And now you can throw Rachel Nichols on the pile. She was pulled from the NBA Finals entirely, even though she will remain on The Jump on ESPN, their NBA afternoon show, because of the controversy involving her comments regarding Maria Taylor. Here was the hostage video apology from Rachel Nichols on Tuesday afternoon.
So the first thing they teach you in journalism school is don't be the story. And I don't plan to break that rule today or distract from a fantastic finals.
Too late.
But I also don't want to let this moment pass without saying how much I respect, how much I value our colleagues here at ESPN, how deeply, deeply sorry I am for disappointing those I hurt, particularly Maria Taylor, and how grateful I am to be part of this outstanding team.
And then Richard Jefferson and who's the other guy on that set? Perkins. Perk goes into a long and wonderful, you know, oh, you're the best. Don't worry, Rachel. We know your heart. Her career might be in jeopardy because of this. I don't quite know how she recovers from what is going to be a gang pile of social media heat. For example, one Maria Rose posted this video. Happens to be the daughter of one Jalen Rose, also an ESPN employee.
Now, because let's quickly talk about Miss Rachel Nichols. Maria Taylor knows what a generational talent she is in the broadcasting world, so I don't even got to go there and hype her up. Let's talk about the fact that she actually played basketball. And if you want to go there, let's go there. Let's talk about how you're related to Diane Sawyer, arguably the queen of ABC. Nah. You got your job as one of the faces of ESPN because you're so entertaining and talented and so good at it, right? You are a woman in the sports world and you sat there and you laughed about the Me Too movement, about your fellow women complaining about being sexually assaulted at work. You think that's funny? What really got me is you're tired of the Black Lives Matter movement because you weren't tired about posting about it or making your stupid little storybook monologues about it. Maybe instead of crying and calling Maria a diversity token, you can direct that energy to the people who think there can only be one woman on that stage. And if we're being real, Rachel Nichols is a subpar reporter. Subpar. Boring. Ooh. Not great. I'm sorry your white privilege didn't work this time. Maybe next time.
Oh, sick. Burn. Now look, I guess Jalen Rose can't control his own daughter's social media, But man, you would have thought the old ESPN would have nipped this in the bud. As soon as Maria Taylor said, that's it. I'm not working with, Rachel Nichols anymore. They would have sat her down and said, look, we're not playing this game. All right. We're going to all work as pros. We're going to let this thing wash under the river. But no, wash under the river, wash under the bridge. There you go. Fast moving river. Now, I don't know how ESPN gets out of this Chinese finger trap, because the harder they pull. What? That's not racist. It's a thing that the Chinese made. It's a finger. You've seen those things. The harder you pull, the tighter it gets. I don't know how they get out of it. And Maria Taylor has dropped her ace on the table right before her contract comes up. The chances of ESPN saying to Ms. Taylor, you know what, you're good, but we just don't have the money. Good luck in your future endeavors, are 0.0%. What's killing me, though, is that they have other black female reporters and on-air talent that I thought were better than all of them, including the GOAT, Kari Champion. Wow, Kari Champion. I couldn't believe that they let her go. I'm like, she is model quality and good at television. But oh well. Don't know how they rehabilitate Rachel Nichols in the eyes of the increasingly savage public mob. Hey, Katie Nolan, remember her? Apparently her show, Always Late, is now canceled. Well, it's been canceled for about a year, but nobody really knew because who was watching it? It was running on ESPN digital platforms only, translation, not television. And she still does things like fill in on shows like Highly Questionable and does a podcast, apparently. I've never met her. I think she is average at best. I think she had the market cornered on, hey, that looks like a cute, could be your girlfriend, knows sports, kind of sassy, has some real, chops to her act, and it just didn't really play. They put a lot of push behind her, and she was signed to a $1 million a year deal by ESPN to do a variety of things. $1 million for Katie Nolan. Must be nice, but good for her. NBA Finals. The logo is different, and I hate it. You may notice it's sort of this blocky, condensed in a square, rather boring and uninspiring logo. You know what it used to be? It used to be this gorgeous script, the finals, in gold, in some kind of Zap Chancery font, with a star, a shooting star that was on the eye in finals. It was chef's kiss, perfection. And much like when the NFL got rid of the individualized logos for the Super Bowl, they have now once again put down their corporate, jackbooted, don't have any fun with the design, and certainly don't keep anything traditional approach. And they have stamped it out. Boo. Once again, things not getting better. Back to social media. Zach Wilson, new Jet savior out of BYU, very sassy, spicy mom, was firing away on Instagram earlier around the draft time. And apparently, he tried to tell Mom, I would like to buy you out of your social media career. What would it take? Apparently, Ms. Wilson said, nah, no thanks. I like this stuff.
People out there that think I embarrass my son. Has he asked me to take down my social media? He has before. And he says, Mom, if it's about money, I'll give you money. I says, Zach, I don't need your money. He says, Mom, you don't embarrass me, but I can't stand these people treating my mom like crap. And I said, Zach, you know what? If you saw the messages that I receive every single day from women that started exercising again, women that are learning to cook for the first time ever, women that are changing their relationships with their husbands, women that tell me that the only reason they're getting out of bed is because of my Instagram. The only thing that kept them from taking a handful of pills is because something I said that day resonated with them. I refuse to abandon those people. I can take the heat. Bring it on.
Okay. Good for Mrs. Wilson, I guess. This is the central, I don't want to say lie, this is the central deceit of social media. This is the trick that they get us to buy into. They think we're more powerful than we are. You get a couple of anecdotal people going, oh, this really lifted my day, or like Ms. Wilson said, it's, you're the only reason I get out of bed. Don't kid yourself. They were going to get out of bed eventually. As soon as they got hungry and they knew that Uber Eats was ready to deliver, they were going to get out of bed, 99.99% of those people. It's that a lot of us, and I hope I try not to fall in this category, feel like, oh, we can be this great influencing savior sort of voice out there because I have followers. Because you can see your followers. You can hear your followers. Social media connects you with all these different random people who, by the way, you don't know. And you shouldn't care about their approval or disapproval. And they don't know you. You're never going to meet them. You don't know what their real life is like. It's all bullshit. But she's buying into it. She's a sporty one. Zach Wilson's mom. Hey, what, I can't say that? One last one on social media. Devin Bush. Steelers linebacker apparently has no use for teammates that use TikTok. Thinks it's a complete waste of time. So that's good. But he does have 111,000 followers on Twitter. And he apparently posted a very sick photograph of a cat that fell to its death. The post was not taken very well. Said Bush, quote, the only time I've seen a cat not land on his feet, OMG. Cat plummeted multiple stories to the ground, appearing to make light of the graphic footage. Again, just log off. Let's all log off, shall we? The Dodgers say that Trevor Bauer is not expected back at the end of the so-called seven-day paid leave that he was reluctantly put on by the team after the Dodgers were told by Major League Baseball, hey, we got a problem here. His season is in jeopardy, I believe. His career with the Dodgers is in jeopardy, I believe. Whether he can prove or not that the woman he had rough, very rough sex with, if he can prove that it was consensual to a degree and that she wanted these things to happen, it's hard to win a PR battle as a $104 million, not well-liked athlete. That's another thing about Bauer. He's no Prince Charming. He has been the willing black hat, the fuck you, I don't care type athlete. It's hard to side with that and say to a woman with two black eyes and head injuries, well, you did ask for it. Now, legally, he may be in the clear when it's all said and done. She may not have a very strong legal case, but we're not in a court of law, and Trevor Bauer is in big trouble. And then there's this, I have yet to begin to fight. Or what is the great quote about, I have not yet begun to fight. Who said that? I have not yet begun to fight. Oh, comes right up in Google. John Paul Jones in battle, 1779. This was the immortal retort of Captain JPJ as to a request to surrender as he and the crew engage in a desperate battle with the British frigate off the north coast of England during the American Revolution. I have not yet begun to fight. That's my stance regarding this dealership in Leesburg, Virginia, known as Dulles Motor Cars, that sold me the chassis for the Mobile Strike Studio, a Ram ProMaster 2500, was sold to me by Asshat Salesman of the Year, Ray Hartley. I get that right here. Ray Hartley. Ray Hartley sucks. It's a file on my desk. Ray Hartley, who is no longer a salesman at Dulles Motor Cars. he has moved on. He claims on his LinkedIn page to still be in the automobile business. I would hope not, because he says to me, oh, yeah, yeah, you want to get this van and you want to get running boards and you want to paint the trim and you want to put wheels on it? I can do all that. He writes it up, $5,169 of optional accessories. Somehow that total only appeared on a separate document, which I have, not on the final sales document of, you know, my purchase of the vehicle. And now the paint is peeling off left and right. It's failing everywhere it was applied. You know why? Because he took it to some backyard shop. That I'm convinced of. Not only is it not adhering properly to the plastic parts, it had to be prepped a special way. I called around on this, and I've talked to people. I talked to Waldock Upfitters in Minnesota who did the interior, and they also paint the trim on these Ram ProMasters all the time. You can see these things painted and sold on dealer lots left, right, center, all over the country. But it takes special prep. You have to sand the surface. You have to bake in the finish. You have to do a lot of stuff to it. Well, Ray Hartley just said, oh, yeah, I got a guy. And so me being a dummy think, well, this guy Ray Hartley sitting underneath the sign that says Dulles Motor Cars is selling me for a total of $5,169, a couple running boards, some new tires and rims, and a paint of the trim. What could go wrong, right? Well, a year and a half later, the paint is completely failing, and I go to the dealership, and I go to their supposedly customer service rep, Angela Ota, who is as worthless as they come, just a human jam car of excuses and nonsense, wrapped in what she thinks is this very soothing, pleasant customer service voice. Mr. Zabin, I really value our customers here at the dealership, and I want to do everything that's right, but I don't know what we can... I'm like, I've had enough of your jib-jab. Get me to somebody above you. So, here's where I'm at. I have a call-in and a date with, well, not a date, but at least I've made preliminary contact with one David Black, who is apparently the general manager of the sales department. I don't know what he is going to say to me, but I'm due to talk to him on Wednesday. I will keep you posted. To me, it is cut and dried. I didn't go get this painted on my own. They sent it out to be painted. It was clearly done wrong. It's peeling all over. It needs to be replaced at a minimum. If they want to replace all the trim and say, well, okay, we don't normally paint the trim, so we're not going to try to do it again. But here's new trim, and you can go get it painted by somebody who knows how to do it. I'd say fine. It would still add an extra step, but I am not going away. And I'm going to tell this dealership, listen, what are you doing? You're angling here to keep another $4,000 in your pocket or whatever it's going to cost you to get me new trim. Maybe you'll win. But guess what? I've already lost. My van looks like shit. And you're telling me, oh, you know, so far you're like, you don't want to do anything. It's like, oh, too bad. It's fucked up. We don't know anything about it. By the way, Ray Hartley claims they did, Angela Ota did get a hold of Ray Hartley and say, hey, where, apparently she asked him, well, where'd you send it out to get painted? And he's like, I don't remember. It was too long ago. Oh, bullshit. 2 years ago. You know the place you sent it to. He didn't want to say because it was some dude's backyard garage that does shitty car paint jobs for probably $500, charged me probably $2,000 and pocketed half of it. I mean, that's the scam you'd run. It's not rocket science. And he's saying, I don't remember because he doesn't want to remember. Because we don't want to go knocking on the door of this place going, hey, you did this. There's no work order. And guess what? This all falls on Dulles Motor Cars. They weren't properly watching their asshat salesman of the year, dipshit Ray Hartley. And he went and he cowboyed a deal without them approving it or without them knowing about it. He's since been fired. Good for you, Dulles. But guess what? The shit trail of Ray Hartley's ineptitude ain't done yet. Because I'm here. And I'm not going anywhere. You know why? I got nothing to lose. I've already lost. I will take this every step of the way. Starting with talking about it here on this podcast. Next thing I'm going to do, call the Better Business Bureau if I don't get satisfaction. Next thing after that, I'm going to figure out, well, how do I sue the dealership? Could I lose in court? Of course I could. But guess what?
I've already lost. You're a dealership with several million dollars in sales, no doubt. This is a $3,000 to $4,000 fuck-up. Your fault, not mine. And I'm here to say, make it right or get what you're going to get. And maybe at the end of the line, when I'm done, when I've rattled every cage, when I've flown this up every flagpole and made a big enough stink about it and taken you to court, maybe at the end of the day you win. But what a Pyrrhic victory that would be, huh? Especially if I start calling your bosses at Dulles or at Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram and saying, you got a rogue dealership here, buddies. You need to look at these guys and gals and tell them, stop doing damage to our brand. I have not yet begun to fight. And the time for bullshit and not answering my emails or my phone calls is over. John Paul Jones, my man. That's a wrap for today. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a good Wednesday in this short, quick week following the 4th of July weekend. These short weeks coming off the long weekends, they're fun, they're exhilarating, but you got to get a lot of shit done, don't you, in the short time period that we have. Thank you for listening. I am due to visit Scott and Solly for a special. Once again, the band is back together because they're back from vacation. Subscriber edition tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. God willing, as they like to say. Have yourself a great day. Thank you for listening. Tell a couple friends, and we will see you next time. With baseball in full swing and the NBA playoffs off to a hot start, you can make each and every series matter by having a little bit of something-something in the game with MyBookie.ag. Regardless of whether you're betting favorites or underdogs, player prop bets, or just looking to make some cash, MyBookie gives you tons of options to make all your favorite matches a hell of a lot more exciting. And if you're looking to bet for the first time but don't know what to bet on, we're here to help point you in the right direction. For example, say you see an NBA series in which the team that had been favored is suddenly down 0-1. But you know they're the better team. You know they're going to come back. But suddenly, the series price is a whole lot more attractive now that they're down 0-1. Well, go to mybookie.ag, fire in on that one, and make some sweet coin if it comes home. And if it doesn't, guess what? There's more NBA playoffs to come and football after that. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up now, and use promo code ZABE to get your first deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Let them know we sent you. Use our promo code ZABE to get that free deposit bonus and start your day off with a win. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.